Welcome. This is your host, Kendi Foster. Welcome to the Heal It Show today. So happy you joined us. And I'm wondering, are you living in any kind of stress, chronic stress? You know, I talk about this a lot on this show because it's so important and so many people, I think it's one out of three people are living with chronic stress right now. That's really creating dysfunction in all areas of their life. But I bet you didn't know this about chronic stress. A lot of it is caused by not living your true, authentic self and living on purpose. Now you could go, well, wait a second. My true, authentic self, I express myself all the time. I tell you my thoughts, my opinions, my feelings. I get angry. I get upset. I'm emotional. I can tell you who I am. Well, that's your personality. But what about your true self? What does the true self have to do with stress? And honestly, how do you find your true self? How do you live your true self? How do you connect yourself deeply? Well, listen, I've been meditating for maybe three decades, so almost four decades now. And I can tell you this. When I first started, I didn't know who I was, and I didn't know how to connect with myself. And this isn't a show about meditation. This is a show about you finding you, and we're going to give you some of the tools that you can help you to do that. Why? So that you can live a stress-free life. Now, when I say stress-free, I'm talking about the deep stressors, right? The ones that are underneath the surface that you may not even know exist. They may be from childhood. They may be from a trauma, drama, challenge that you've had in your life. And you have kind of just forgot it or buried it or moved on. But if you're experiencing stress that is uncommon, maybe to most, then you might have something under the surface. And how we get that is finding our true self. So why am I saying this? Because I have an amazing guest today that has gone through her own story. And I think you'll relate to this, so that you can understand how deep stress impacts us and also how to heal it, how to move on from it. All right, I'm going to take a quick break. And when I come back, I'm going to have my guest. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I will be right with my guest. Her name is Danielle Sachs. You'll want to really tune into what she has to say today. I want to encourage you to let your friends, your family, those that you care know about this show. This is an important show today. And if you pass it on, we're going to get more and more people being able to change themselves and, from my point of view, change the world. All right, here's my guest, Danielle Sachs. Welcome to the show. I'm so happy to have you. It's great to have you.
Thank you. All the way from Belgium. Great.
All the way from Belgium. I haven't had any Belgium guests on my show lately, so I'm so excited to have you.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here. Thank you, Ken.
That's great. Well, for those of you that don't know Danielle Sachs, she was intrigued by stress, her own stress, for many years. And since 2003, she actually had a chronic illness that she was able to heal. So it really connected her to her mission since then, her mission as an international speaker and strategist to encourage people, empower individuals to deeply care about what's going on in their lives, to be able to connect deeply with the truth, I would say, powerful truth within ourselves. In her self-care book, Shifting Out of Chronic Stress, she explains that our biggest stress in life is the fear of not being enough. And that is our birthright to free ourselves from ourselves. Over the last decade, she's become a global expert in living authentic success as a true success in an inside job and daily practice. Did you get that? It's an inside job and daily practice, what we're going to be talking about today. All right, Danielle, let's jump into it. 2003, what's going on for you?
Well, let me start before that, if that is okay for you, because the story actually starts as I am born as a very sensitive child, and I lost my little brother when I was 5 years old. He was born, and at 6 months, he died of cot death. And I saw so much pain in my family and in the outside world around me that I took it upon me to be the good girl, to be the one who is never going to be, you know, the naughty one, always going to study well, or always going to help, please, and save others. So that's the big start. And that's, I get goosebumps when I think about it, because that's where the whole chronic stress comes from. It's from living for the outside world, trying to be good enough, trying to please others. And so that chronic event, you know, that actually trauma at a young age became, you know, because that was my mission, to be the good girl in every way, you know, the good friend, the good daughter, the good in everything. And so when we were in South Africa, my husband and I moved with our family to South Africa. And in 1998, actually, I got in one day, I got struck by a very serious stress-related illness because of the chronic stress, because of the always trying to be, you know, good enough, always having that urge for the approval of the outside world, always trying to have that outside success, prove myself to who and to what, you know. And so when the illness was there, in one day I got really sick, and my whole immune system, I had a black spot on my right lung, a virus that really attacked my whole immune system. And so from one day to another, I was lying flat on my back. And so it was the body telling me, it's enough now. Now you're going to go deep instead of, and I was a physiotherapist. So I have been in the first life knowing all about stress. I saw it in my patients, and I saw every single time I was treating them. And a few months later, they would be fine. But a few months later, they would come back for the same symptoms. So stress has always intrigued me, but it's only when, you know, the end of that thing, when I got myself the sickness, that I...
That's very interesting, especially where it manifested for you. So, you know, a lot of people out there try to be good people. I mean, they try to please others. They try to, you know, do the right thing, but we're talking something more than this. Just being the good person. The foundation was laid, is what I'm hearing. The foundation was, you're going to be good because you don't want to create stress at other people. You don't want to hurt other people. You don't want to, you don't want to rock the boat because you've already experienced so much pain. It's like, well, if I'm just good, I won't experience any more pain. So it was kind of a defensive strategy as opposed to
living authentic. It's a survival mechanism.
Survival. Yeah. Mm. Wow. Interesting. Okay. So what happened next?
So being sick, I had no choice but to, you know, doctors told me, and I'm very serious here, Ken. The doctors told me I was 38 years old, had a family with 3 children, a husband living in South Africa. And doctors told me, you are probably going to end up in a wheelchair, never be able to walk a flight of stairs again, let alone work again. I was an independent, you know, physiotherapist. And so that was for me like a prognosis, a diagnosis, a truth of a medical person that I could not accept. And I decided,
That's crazy. Let me ask you something. Did you have symptoms before this? Were things showing up and not working before this that you didn't pay attention to? What was going on here?
That's it. You see, in my book, I explained that it, you know, my body gave me like a red light, but a lot of people listening are having symptoms like an orange light, you know, like warnings. I had warnings, but I ignored them. I didn't know it was that serious. I thought it was a bit normal, that I didn't sleep well, that I was sometimes tired, that I had back pain, neck pain. So there was a few symptoms like I had as a physiotherapist with my clients, with our patients. But at a certain moment when life, you know, hits you so hard, that's you with your back to the wall. And that's where you realize, okay, I need to do this differently now. I can't continue like this.
Let me ask you something before we do differently. This pain, did it travel around your body? Like, was it in your back now, and then that healed up, and now it's your arm, or now you can't sleep? Or or how did it work for you? Because I think a lot of people have these kind of symptoms and they're going, so next is going to happen to me. I'm going to end up with something on my lung. I don't know if they can relate to that. What was going on for you?
Yeah. So what I want to say here is, as a physiotherapist, one is supposed to know their body. And I knew my body quite well. So when my body gave me neck pain, I knew that, you know, there was a bit of tension and I needed, but I always was a sportive kind of person. So sport for me was one of my compensations for my body, you know, to, and that's what a lot of people do. We do yoga, we do, you know, we exercise is a good thing. But when the stress, and that's what we're talking about today, is deeper, is about the fear of not being good enough, then, you know, it you have to go deeper. It's not just a massage of a manipulation or sports or a squash game that is going to make the difference.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of to answer your question, there was a lot of light symptoms. It was never a big warning up until the, you know, the day that I really got sick. So people have to be warned about that.
Stress. What we're talking about here too is the mind-body connection. There's a mind-body and soul. There's, you know, mind-body-spirit connection.
Yes.
And if we're not paying attention to it, this is what can happen. It does happen, because I know you've worked with a lot of people over the years that this happens.
And that's when my time, again, I'm going to be honest with you, 25, 30 years ago, when I got sick, nobody worked on the mind.
No.
You know, it wasn't popular at that time. Nobody knew these things. I was a physio. I was supposed to, you know, we did it in a different way. But when I got sick, I knew that I had to start digging deeper within me, like the authentic, who am I? What am I doing? What are my values? Why am I always saying yes to people? Why am I always trying to have that confirmation and validation? What's in me that is needing so much that outside success and approval? What am I proving? You know, so it's really important to go there. So for me, that was a big eye opener, that physically my body was gone. It was finished. It said stop.
Okay, well, listen, I gotta take a break. So we're gonna take a break and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Had a little technical glitch there, but we're back. Everything's good. So Daniel Sachs is with me. Hey, listen, Daniel, you know, you got the new book out, Shifting Out of Chronic Stress. And I don't want to go down that path too much right now, but did all of this that you were going through, let's get to the end of the story first. How did it resolve for you? How did you finally go, wow, I've got to heal this deep chronic issues and learn that it had to do with your body instead of not just your body, your mind too, right?
Yeah. Well, I started combining the ancient wisdom and the modern science, like what we talked about, the mind-body connection and all these things. I did a lot of Tao, you know, into meditation, into deeper work on my thoughts. What am I, you know, what is my limiting beliefs? All these things. I went deeper into myself to see what was the need within me to be always, you know, to have that urge of going for the outside world and not having the love for myself and the care for myself, the how do you say that? Like a certain kind of self-love, deep self-connection, that I'm enough and that just being here, my birthright is just to be and not to prove all the time to others that I'm good enough. That was a big one for me. And so I discovered a lot of the mind-body connection, like you are saying to me. For me, it was my back mainly. That was a big weak spot, my back. And so it was about what what weight am I carrying on my back? Literally and figuratively, what is the weight that I'm carrying? So there was a lot of deeper work going on. And today I'm doing that deeper work with hypnosis, going back to that little girl of 5-6 years old to see what was my interpretation of that situation that I lost my brother. How did I interpret it? Because it's often about the way we perceive or the way we interpret it as children.
Well, what you just said is very important because it's perception is reality. In other words, what you perceive, you believe is real. And, you know, you can have people around you, you know, seeing being in the same circumstance that you are, and they see things completely different and they're not impacted. But this was really important because what you said is, I wanted to look at how I perceived the experience, right?
Yes.
And so,
I see it in my practice, Ken.
Yeah.
It's an important point. And I just want to say to you, it's an important point because if somebody says to you, Ken, at 6 years old, oh, you know, you can't, you know, your maths is terrible, you're terrible in math, it can have an effect for the rest of your life that you think you're not good enough and that you have to prove yourself and you try. So there's things happening in your childhood that we underestimate how important, what an effect they can have.
Yeah.
And with me, it was that trauma that started, but afterwards there was more.
That reminds me of the story of two twins that I heard recently. And, you know, one twin was told she was the pretty one and the one twin was told that she was the smart one. And they grew up and the pretty one thought that she was dumb and the smart one thought she was ugly. And, you know, it's that piece.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Okay. So how do we get underneath the surface? Well, we're going to take a break. And when I get back, we're going to talk about that. So we'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Candy Foster. I'm talking to Danielle Sachs. She has a book out. It's called Shifting Out of Chronic Stress. And so I'd like to answer that question. Like, how do we, first of all, we got to recognize the symptoms. I mean, people have all kinds of symptoms. How do they know if that symptom is related to a smashed nerve or a vertebrae that's out of place or something that's physically wrong versus something that is going on that's not physical, it's psychophysical, psychosocial maybe.
Well, in the brain science, the mind-body connection science and the brain science these days, Ken, we all know that there is so much going on in our subconscious mind. 95% of the day, you and I, we are functioning on our subconscious mind. And it's the subconscious mind that rules our lives. So it's not even a conscious thing. We need to realize that you are functioning on that subconscious belief system that has been put and ingrained in you all these years, and mostly the first 7, 8, 10 years of your life. So that is a big thing to know, that it's about the subconscious mind who has a huge influence on our body. Because even when you talk about a nerve being squashed, it can still have a psychological thing. And I'm not going to go into what cancer, and you know, then people start sometimes saying to me, yeah, but my cancer, I'm not going to go into that. I just want to give you the knowledge and the awareness that the mind is a huge instrument. It has a huge effect on every single aspect of our lives.
Well, I just had Dr. David Clark, who's an MD, in my show, and we were talking about the same thing about stress in the medical community. And he's a doctor. He's a board certified doctor, and he's now teaching the medical community that about the mind body connection, and you know, and how chronic stress and deep stress that we're not even aware of is impacting the health, you know? So if somebody's out there and they're listening right now and you have something that's not healed, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about, you know, Danielle Sachs is on the cutting edge of this right now, and she can help you to identify some of those underlying issues that are not healed. Danielle,
And you know what?
What?
Ken, what is...
Go ahead.
The doctor that you're talking about, what is so interesting to say about this is that the most successful people on the outside, you know, some people don't even realize it. They might feel successful in one way, but there's always, we all have our issues. We all have things that we can work on. You don't have to be as sick as I was. Stress is a silent killer. So it's in little things that it can manifest itself. You can have a stomach ache and think, what's lying on my stomach? What can I not digest? You see, all this, so you can really work with this in a beautiful way. And I use hypnosis to go into the subconscious mind to treat this, because that's so much easier. You know, we are so suggestible and so much, you know, you don't have that resistance, because consciously we have more resistance.
Yeah.
To talk and to, you know, to be exposed and to have a mirror and to realize. So it's much easier to go to the subconscious mind, and that's where the root cause can be, you know, found and detected.
And
that's
and
what
I think
do.
I want to say two things. First of all, this show is all about getting the cause, not treating symptoms. So if you've been treating symptoms for a while, it's like, well, stop. Okay. Symptoms are just a warning sign that something's off. That's all.
Yes.
And that what you want to do is get to the cause, whether it's cancer, whether it's back pain, whether it's neck pain, whether it's headaches, whether you can't sleep, whether you're got indigestion. You know, if there's something going on and it's chronic, this mind-body connection is really important to pay attention to. And, you know, 5 years ago, we didn't have the information we have today. We have a lot more science around this today than we've ever had.
Yes.
And so this isn't something we're making up. This is something that's science-based right now that you can do your own research, but, you know, it's also easy. You know, I put on the screen here, danielsacks.com. You can go on her website. You can find out about her book, Shifting Out of Chronic Stress, and take the first steps to, like, really heal this. You know, I had a doctor on my show a little while ago, Daniel, that said that, I think he said 98%. I mean, he was like, 98% of all illness is caused by stress. I'm like, whoa, I don't know if that's true, but it, you know, let's just say it's 3/4 of it.
9 out of 10, Ken. 9 out of that's maybe clearer for anyone seeing this show. 9 out of 10 visits at the doctor's place are stress related.
Wow.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That is huge. So just to tell you how important it is to not stay at the surface and to indeed, and that's what we're talking about, go deeper. And so it's the authenticity, no more masks, no more, you know, showing your vulnerability, your values, your needs. It's about being authentic with yourself. And we've been disconnected. We are all living, because the stress comes from living in our heads. We are disconnected from who we are, even from our bodies. Our bodies are sometimes showing signs because we're not in our bodies. We're living in our heads. I see it every single day. We think and, you know, there's so much thinking, and with the screens and with the availability, there's so much pressure. So we are living on autopilot in our heads.
And here's the thing, you know, everybody wants to feel good. We want to feel good. We want to be happy. You want to feel joy, right? And, you know, sometimes, like, you know, it happened to you in childhood, and it happens to a lot of us in childhood. I used to say, listen, if your parents not wounding you, they're not doing their job. I kind of take that back now. But in other words, a lot of people need to wake up, right? And one of the ways we wake up is, you know, yeah, we notice our symptoms. We notice our stress. We notice the result we're getting. But here's what I wanted to go with that. A lot of people right now are self-medicating. They're self-medicating on drugs, on alcohol, on sex, on shopping, on overeating, all the time.
I see it every day.
And listen, it's like, well, what if you didn't shop every day? Right? What if you didn't shop for the whole month? How would you deal with your stress? Mm-hmm. Most people go, I don't know how to deal with that. Well, I know how, and you know how. We have to go within ourselves and start asking the right questions. So, Danielle, what are some of the
But without judgment, man, without judgment, with a lot of compassion, because it takes courage. Your show about, you know, your radio show about courage, it takes a lot of courage to do this work. So we need to do this with a lot of no judgment, a lot of compassion. Even if you are, addicted to alcohol, or it's okay. It's been a survival mechanism protecting you in some way. So can you see? So it takes a lot of compassion and courage to go within. And I want to say that.
You know, it takes courage not to judge other people. It takes even more courage not to judge ourselves.
Yes.
And what Danielle is saying is, you know, with just love, right? There's a sense of love.
Yeah. That's why this work is not to do on your own easily, because you need that person that goes in there with you and supports you and doesn't judge you and is compassionate and carries you through. It's a very intense journey to go from stress to authentic success, you know, like I call it. It's a very, very intense, beautiful, amazing journey.
Well, listen, I am going to take a break. We come back. I want to talk about hypnosis, because, you know, there's still a lot of ignorance around hypnosis. You know, everything from, this is evil to this will never work. This is, you know.
Yeah. I can make you, I can make you bark like a dog.
Yeah. I had a hypnosis story myself. But anyway, not that. Actually worse. But anyway, we'll be right back, and we'll explore the hypnosis side of diving deep into the psyche.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us. I'll be right back with my guest, Daniel Sachs, in just a second. I want to let you know that over the last 30 years, of course, I've been a master coach, and I've been helping tens of thousands of individuals to step into a life that they have never thought possible, you know, to really have that peace and happiness and joy and wealth and abundance and stuff. So if you want to find out a little bit more about me, go to kendfoster.com. KenDFoster.com. I got a couple of free gifts for you on the website if you check it out. All right, here's my guest. Daniel, hypnosis. You know, I'll tell my story real quick. I went to see my first hypnosis guy in San Diego. His name was Dr. Dean, and Dr. Dean was really good at his craft. And I took my wife at the time with me. And we sat at a table, and told everybody they're getting very, very thirsty on stage. Next thing I knew, she was drinking down everybody's cocktail at the table. It was a nightmare. And needless to say, she got sick. I had to take her backstage and get her dehypnotized. So that's, you know, some people's experience of hypnosis is that. Or bark like a dog, or do something that somebody that wants you to do that you don't want to do. And let's debunk that myth. Tell me about hypnosis and what it really does.
Well, the first thing I want to say is that people think that they are like half asleep, you know, that they have to be in a sort of trance. That's wrong. That's not the case. It's just a deeper form of relaxation. And as I say, your brain goes into a different frequency so that you are a little bit more suggestible. But it is not, you know, you can still have a sip of water. You can still hear the train, you know, that is behind you, or a door that opens. It's not about sleep at all. It's just about a state where you are more ready and more there's no more resistance to go into the earlier stages of your life. You can see more, visualize more scenes that have been happening, and that's what we do. It's like going on a discovery session. We're going to go into the past and see what is the root cause. Say you have, for example, a migraine, or you have imposter syndrome, or you are suffering from procrastination. Whatever it is, we can go into hypnosis into a state of deep relaxation and go and find where that started. That's the so nice about, you know, how what I do every day with people. But I don't just do hypnosis. It's a combination of a lot of things. So it's not a simple hypnotherapy. So what I want to say is that please forget everything that you know about hypnosis and just trust that if you go to a professional who knows what they are doing and who have the qualifications and who know exactly what to do, it's the most beautiful process that you can give to yourself, because it, that little girl or that little boy within you needs to go and see what was going on in their life to heal and to move forward. So it's about becoming unlimited, all the limitations, all the, you know, the there's a sort of resistance that you drop. Does that make sense, what I'm saying?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense when we go back in and we can redefine things differently for ourselves. We can see things from a different point of view. Yeah. Sometimes we see things as a child and now we're an adult. So now you see it from an adult point of view. And just by that perception, the shift of perception, you know, perception is reality. Yeah. So when we shift that perception, our reality changes, and that's where the healing takes place.
And then you need to reprogram. So once you have the discovery of the root cause, you can see the awareness of that's why I, you know, my interpretation of that event was such, that's why I've been, you know, believing this my whole life. And then you need to reprogram the positive, the, you know, the integration of what you want and how you want to be and who you are actually, you know, in the core. That is also important. That's why that self-love and that self-compassion, we do an exercise about loving, you know, I am the parent of my own little me, and I become, you know, instead of having that criticizing parent or a grandfather or a teacher who was bullying you or a friend who was, so you become that loving person, and that inner child is also a big part in healing. So if you want to heal from chronic stress, you need to go into healing and loving that inner child within, that it, she's good enough, that she's, you know, she's smart enough. She her birthright is to be herself. Yeah. And that she has the birthright of abundance, joy. We all have. We all have. And I see it every single day in my practice. It's so beautiful.
Well, you know, at the core, we're all pretty much the same. We're all filled with love and joy and power and understanding and wisdom and compassion and all the positive qualities, right?
We are born a diamond, eh? Ken, you are born a diamond. You are still a diamond.
Yeah.
But often we don't see it anymore that we are a diamond.
Well, we don't. And, you know, NASA did a study years ago where they took small children and they measured their creativity level at ages 1 to 5. And then from then at five and then as adults. And what they found was that early on, about 98% of them are super creative. They'd even be called genius, you know, between 1 and 3. But then by 5, I think it's only 30%. Our genius. And when you get to be an adult, it's about 2%. But that creativity piece is a direct result of these past traumas and dramas and what we've gone through in life. And when you can let go of those things, your creativity opens up crazy. The other thing I found, Danielle, is that I use my own life as an experience. You know, as I healed over the years, the past childhood drama, and I've been coaching for 3 decades. I always ask myself, what changed about every 10 years? I say, well, what's changed now? Well, I make more money. I've got better clients. And the only thing that ever changed was my self-confidence and my self-worth. Mm. That was it. And that attracted in, you know, some experience.
That's the authentic success.
But that's authentic success. But let's say that's great. Let's, you know, we haven't talked about that. How do you define authentic success?
Well, I've seen it in my own life, as you have, you know, the healing of yourself makes a big difference. But authentic success to me is when somebody is, I want to say, something first, Ken, because people don't realize that the biggest regret they have on their deathbed, there's a book that has been, you know, a lady, a nurse that has been doing all these researches around it. The biggest regret is not to have the courage to live a life true to yourself. That's the chronic stress. Not to live the life true to yourself. The fear of not being enough. So start being true to yourself, to who you are, being that vulnerable, loving you. Authentic success is when you are authentic with yourself. Then the, whatever success is for you follows, because that's the law of the energy. I work a lot with the laws of energy, and everything is energy in our life. And so if this bundle of love for ourselves and radiating from the inside out is there, why wouldn't success follow? Whatever success means to you, that's where it all begins. It's from the, it's the inner success that is important. I have big guys here who have made it. The, you know, they are famous, they are singers, they are sports people, they are CEOs, and they have been going for the outside success, and they realize, oh, at 40, 45, 55, some 35, whoa, what's going on? And what about me? And then that's the for me, the journey from stress to authentic success is that going to that inner success, go and in that self-worth, that self-love, that self-acceptance, that's where it starts, self-acceptance.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think one has to know what self is before we go to self-acceptance too. I think we have an identity crisis in the world where we think we're our cars, our houses, our wives, our hair, our bodies, you know. And I think when you can get past that and you're going into the deeper levels of who am I really? Who am I at the core? What do I stand for? What are my values? Am I living my values? That's, you know, it takes a lot of courage to get there. True to self. See, what happens when somebody says, I'm going to be true to myself, this happens all the time when I'm working with people, probably with you, is then all of a sudden the distractors come up. They say, well, I'm going to be true to myself. I'm going to write a book because I want to express myself in that way. Okay, great. You know, now what happens is, well, you know, the wife says she needs something. The kids need something. You know, the money's not quite there today as it was yesterday. You know, all these distractors come up and you go, well, how do I ever live my true authentic self? That's when the work starts.
Yeah, and that's why so many people live with imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
Because we have been going for that outer external success, and suddenly you think, ooh, you know, that's not really what I want and who I am to be, you know. So it's such a beautiful journey. I mean, Ken, and you are helping so many people as well. And I've been doing this also now more than 30 years, I think. And it's just from stress, starting there, when you understand what your stress is all about, that's also important. Awareness. Of, yeah. You know, becoming aware, because absolutely. You can do a lot of things, but yeah. If you're not aware of what's really going on inside of you,
I hear
it doesn't
you.
Help.
All right, listen, I got to take a quick break and we're going to wrap this all up and I'm going to tell people how to connect with you. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I'm talking with Danielle Sachs, and you can find her at daniellesachs.com. Again, for my listening audience, daniellesachs.com. Well, wow, did this interview go quick? I can't even believe the time is out here. So I'm going to ask you final thoughts our audience. You're my guest, our audience.
Well, at a certain stage, you were saying, Ken, we all want to be happy and feel well. It's about well-being. But most people want that inner fulfillment. And that word, fulfillment, a lot of times we do everything to fill others up. And to, you know, to go for validation from others. What I'm doing with my work, and that's my message to anyone listening or looking at this today, is fill yourself up first. Start living from a full cup. And I get goosebumps because that's what living from the inside out is all about, living authentic success. It's from a full cup. So that's what I do with people. I go and look at all your limitations and all your, you know, and let's get that diamond out and shine. You know, you have a right to shine from the inside out. So that is a little bit my mission, my passion from being so ill and having gone through that trauma and having gone through living for the outside world. And now I still do a lot of things for I make the world a better place, but from a full cup. And so danielsachs.com is the website. You can find me on Instagram, danielsachs_. I have also a lot of free things on the website. You can read my book. That's a good start, actually. A lot of people in New Zealand, everywhere in the world, connect with me to say, your book has changed my life. So whatever you want to do today, start with something. Get out of that chronic stress. Okay.
Thank you so much for being here. This is really a great show, and I appreciate your energy and who you are. And again, the book is Shifting Out of Chronic Stress, Daniel Sachs. I hope my audience will check it out. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you for having me.
And thank all of you for being here today. I appreciate it. And if you want to take your life to the next level, then keep watching these shows, Heal It, or my other show, Voices of Courage. You can find those all these shows at voicesofcourage.us, or my other show, Upshift Conversations with Dr. Irvin Laszlo. So I hope you continue to pass on these amazing shows. And more importantly, I hope you continue to have your search to heal mind, body, and spirit. Take care.